Good morning, and thank you for being here. Before I start, I want to thank the Sangha members for giving me the opportunity here to share with you the Dhamma. And also, every time I want to make sure that I express my gratitude to all the Sangha members and the volunteers who have taken care of this place with so much heart and devotion, so that we have this place to come and practice the Dhamma together. Without them, it's not possible for us to have this wonderful place and community to practice. So I want to express my gratitude. 大家早，谢谢大家今天来听这个演讲。我好久没有讲国语了，所以我的国语是应该很有问题了啊，今天。所以啊，如果听不懂的话，这叫可以请我再讲一次啊。很谢谢希望先谢谢法师们让我有这个机会可以在这里跟大家分享佛法，还有也非常希望可以用这个机会谢谢法师们，还有大家义工菩萨们这么多年这么用心用时间精力来护持这个道场，让我们有这个这么好的道场一块修行。没有这些义工菩萨，我们是没有可能有这个这么好的道场在这里修行的。所以我希望用这个机会对大家感恩。I'm very happy to have this opportunity to come and see many of old friends. My husband and I have been living in Germany for most of the first part of the year. We returned recently, and so we haven't been here for a while, but when we drove into Queens, everything seemed familiar, and we have a wonderful Chan Center here waiting for us. We are very happy, very fortunate that this is the case. And I'm very, I feel very blessed that I have the opportunity to come and share with you the topic that I have been thinking about a little bit. I'm definitely not an expert on the self-attachment, although I do a lot of it. So I just spent a bit of time thinking about it. I thought maybe I can share with you what I've been thinking, and perhaps can get some feedback from you. 还有呢，就是今天很高兴他也来，今天就刚看到很多老朋友了，先生是那个，因为我跟我先生过去大半年都是在国外的，但我是去德国当教育换学人，所以就一直都没有机会来这边。所以今天有机会来很高兴，那个禅宗心还在这边，大家还在这边，也是觉得很感恩那还有就是很感恩有这个机会今天可以跟大家分享一下我最近就是在想这个问题就是对自我的执着我不是专家，一点都不是对这个问题的专家。当然我是很多执着了，所以就是有一点点的经验了那所以希望可以跟大家分享一下我就是在观察在想的一些东西，让或许抛砖砖引玉让大家可以给我一些意见可以的，大家交流一下。So today's topic, re-examining self-attachment. I'm examining all the time, so I actually remember I might have talked about this topic sort of in other ways in the past. Self-attachment is an important topic in Dhamma practice. Because you probably have heard that to study and practice the Dhamma, is about realizing the emptiness of self. And to emptiness, again, here refers, does not refer to there's nothing. It's not, it doesn't mean nothingness. It refers to the notion that there's not a permanent, independently existing entity called self. These are all concepts, but quite difficult to truly realize it because we have a very ingrained, deep-seated habit to believe that there is a permanent, independently existing self. I'm right here, like, you know, what are you saying? I'm like, what? I'm empty? Like, it's like we can conceptually entertain it, but it's quite difficult to even just truly want to accept the idea, not to mention to realize it. So that's why examining self-attachment is an important topic, I believe, in the study and practice of Dharma. 那今天这个题目中文放得很好，不知道是哪一位副长班的，我都不会去的，对我执的正差，差不多了，讲的，就是说要是怎么诊断，怎么观察我们这个我执是怎么一回事，这个是在学习修行佛法 里面一个很重要的题目，因为大家大概都会有听过，学佛就是要让我们见性嘛，见什么性？就是见我的空性。然后要解释一下，空这里的意思不是说没有啊，不是说没有我，不是这个意思，没有空的意思是说。是无常的，这个我是无常，是没有一个独立存在的个体，叫一个我。这个我刚才讲这几个字都只是语言而已哈，听上去这个很容易了解嘛。可是这是我作为一个众生一个人呢，就是有一个非常非常的深。 根深蒂固的习性，让我们觉得这个我是永恒的，我就是我嘛，怎么会不说明就是不是永恒的？我们的感觉是我有一个永恒的我，昨天的我，今天的我，明天还是我，10年前也是我，可能是年轻一点哈，这个还有就是独立的我，我跟其他人是不一样，分开的，怎么会？ 怎么会不是独立的呢？当然是独立的，不一样的。我们有这个很根深蒂固的这个想法，所以呢，虽然有可能是在那个概念上、语言上说，哎呀，这个 make sense， 觉得好像很有道理。可是，就算是要接受这个事实，是很难接受的。 更不用说真正是去体验到这个事实，所以学佛修行佛法修行禅法，就是要过程里面就是要探讨，正查这个我执究竟是什么一回事，就是学佛，就是这个题目。
Very often when we start studying a Dharma, we thought, okay, here is the task. Let go of self-attachment. So how do we let go? Just let it go. Throw away self-attachment. So let me find way to cut off my self-attachment. And very often we understand it as not be so attached to the self, right? That's what it is. Let go of self-attachment. That means we pray in my mind, not be so attached to the south. Well, when we translate this teaching into this phrase, not be so attached to the self. Well, there is the self. We still believe there is a self. That's an entity, very, very real. And there is attachment. We attach to it. So the attachment and the self are seen as real and permanent and independently existing as everything else. So we continuously use the same paradigm of thought to approach this letting go of self-attachment. And because of that, we can kind of make mistakes along the way, because we continue to think of the self a certain way and think of attachment a certain way. And that's sort of like a common, extremely common misunderstanding. And I was thinking about it, maybe we can kind of spend a little bit of time to think about how we can make mistakes sometimes, and maybe what we can do in the practice. 当我们听到这样子的时候，我们想放下我就是不要这么执着这个自我嘛，我们就这样想，就是不要这么执着这个自我。很有道理啊，可是当我们把这个观念这样子在心里面这样子翻译成这样子的时候，我们还是把自我看成一个永恒有独立存在的个体，我们有这个自我哦，所以还有我们常常有这些执着，这些执着都是常常在这里的，就把这些执着，把这个自我还是把它看成是这个常有、永恒有、不是空的、独立的个体。那当我们还是用这个有点偏差、有错误的角度看法来看这个我这个观念，还有那个执着这个观念的时候，我们在修行的过程，要修行放下自我的时候，自我执的时候，可能也会有些时候有一些偏差哦，会犯一些错误啊。所以我就想，或许可以就是探讨一下，看我们大概我们就是修行都是有这些经验，就是我只是在跟大家分享，大概很多看到有一些人，当然我自己都全部都犯过了啊，这些都是有修行的一定会有犯过的了啊，这些错误，看看我们可不可以从这些错误里面学习到一些什么I would like to spend a little bit of time talking about kind of a different way to approach letting go of self-attachment. And they are all very legitimate and a good way to approach letting go of self-attachment. I'm sure one of you could testify that when you have done that, it really sort of helped you in your life, so that you can be a happier person, you suffer less, and it helps you understand the Dharma more. So, I sort of think of it when kind of going through this, think of this like in a way, like maybe from kind of more starting from the beginning, things that are more obvious to do from the beginning. And then as we kind of go along the practice, we will maybe go into these other more subtle aspects of self-attachment. But I want to start with a disclaimer that I'm not talking about a progression of practice. That means that if you've done the later one, that you're completely not worried. You don't need to worry about the earlier aspect. It's not at all like that. So it's not, I'm not talking about levels or progression. But that might be a little bit of like, in the beginning, that's where we start with. So, 那我想就是在我探讨这个题目一点点的时候呢，我想看到或许很多人就是在想怎么去放下我执的时候，都会从不同的角度来看这个我执，怎么放下我执。怎么去做，其实呢，我们大家菩萨们都会，因为应该会有应用过的了，这些不同的角度，那这些呢都是很有效的方法，大家如果有用过的话呢，都会知道，当我们修这样的修行的时候呢，我们自己就会快乐一点，少那个少烦少恼一点，会有这样的经验的。 那我想只是想先讲一下的，就是当我在想这个几个角度的时候呢，我觉得有可能是有一点点是先头两个项目是我们刚开始修行的时候先可以做的，因为那个比较明显的我执就在那里，然后其后几点的就是比较维系的。 维系的自我中心，自我执，所以呢，是好像有一点点是，就是从初到维系这样子。可是我要讲清楚，不是我这讲的，不是说，一步一步的，我们先做第一步，然后做第二步，做第三步，不是这样子的，也不是说当我做到第三步，我第一步就已经搞定了，不用做了，我已经。 我已经完圆满了，这不是这样子一回事。我希望这是讲清楚。 So the first thing that we can think about when we first practice, maybe those of us who practice for a while, maybe we've studied with Master Shen Yan or read his book. I remember Shifu said talking to beginners, you know, to let go of self-attachment. First thing is. Just not be so selfish, right? This is the kind of the coarsest form of a self-attachment that that maybe we'll begin to pay attention to when we start wanting to practice. Maybe before that, we didn't even know we're selfish. We're just being, you know, doing what we want to do, right? So we start there. So, really, not being so selfish, like be more considerate, right? Kind of think about, be more mindful about the effects of our actions. Maybe what we say or what we do, the effect of our actions to people around us, right? And it becomes a little easier to do, especially when we begin to practice a little bit of meditation or other kind of mindfulness practice, because now we actually can think of other people around us. We are capable of being considerate. We're not so self-centered. We're not only thinking about ourselves, our own concern anymore. So this is a great place to start. 所以那个第一项呢，尤其是大家菩萨可能有记得，尤其是有跟师父学佛的话，会看师父书的话，就是跟一些刚开始学佛的人说讲我执啊，要去我执啊，师父会说，首先就是先不要那么自私，为什么呢？这个自私，这个自我中心是就是。 这个我执的最容易看到、最超速、最明显的这个自我执的这个看法，就说不要那么自私，意思是什么？就是 要多照顾其他人的感受，我们讲什么做什么，多先想想看，我这样讲话这样做会怎么影响到其他人。之前呢，我们还没有修行的时候，可能只是想我喜欢讲什么做什么我就做什么吧，都没有去想到其他人的。那如果刚开始修行的时候，说就是过去开始打坐啦，或者做其他的那修行，就是开始有能力想到其他人了。以前只是想到自己，没有想到其他人。可现在哦，会有时候记得，哎，有其他人哦，我要是想想看，哎，我这样子做会不会让他们不方便？会不会影响到他们，让他们烦恼？这是很好的开始的地方。
So I'm sure we will have no shortage of example of selfish behaviors. Huh? If we only need to spend 5 seconds, list my selfish behaviors, just go over limits immediately. Yeah? But it's easy also, I was just talking to my neighbor last night, and she gave me a really good example of selfish behavior. You probably have run into it. We were on the plane, and it happened to me recently too. Not to me, I observed it. Like when you're on a plane and the plane was delayed and somebody on the plane was already late catching connection. So the pilot said that, could everyone please stay seated and let these two people go to the front so that they can catch the connection flight. But the neighbor said, But everyone else just got up and just completely just blocked the walkway, and these two people couldn't go to the front to catch the connection flight. Familiar? Have you been in such situation? There are many other such a similar kind of scenario that we can think of. We might have been one of those people. I have been sitting 5 hours. I'm not going to wait one more second. I'm not going to get stuck in this one more second. I don't care that these people have to catch their connection. I'm going to stand up and stretch my leg right now because I have to stretch my legs. So this kind of the selfishness that Master Shenren was talking about is sort of like this me first attitude. My comfort or what I need or what I want is the most important thing in the world, and if you quite really believe in it, and that's why it gets manifested in our behavior and our speech, right? Now, I don't want you to think that this is kind of judgmental. That's what we do, because we really believe that what we need is the most important thing. We're not being bad. We believe this. Okay, so that's why we behave the way we do.
那或许大家都很容易可以想到一些所谓很自私的行为哈。想跟大家分享一下，那我就昨天跟那个邻居就讲到，谈到他说他最近是坐飞机的时候，那飞机呢就误点了，那所以呢有一些乘客呢要赶那个。接波的飞机已经很紧急了，所以呢，飞机师就请大家说，先不要站起来，让这两位乘客可以先走到前面，让他们可以先下飞机，让他们可以接波到他们的飞机。那大家听到之后，还是大家都站起来，就是拿他们的行李啊，这样子。那我的邻居就觉得，哎，真的自私哈，就不以其他人的那个误点，他不没有办法接驳他的飞机，不管的，他们只是想到自己。大家大概也有过这样子的经验，很有可能大家就是其中一位，这个就不管了，我要站起来，因为坐了五个小时，可就是有可能回趟十几个小时飞机啊，到可以下飞机的时候，很想站起来了，都没有等不及了。这个时候就是说，我不管了，我就是累，我的好累，我很想现在就站起来，松一松我的腿。 所以这个这课就是这个所谓师父所讲的这个很自私的这个这个意思是说，就是我是最重要的，我想要我方面我觉得需要的是这个世界上最重要的东西，没有办法想到其他人了。那个这个这样子的想法是，我不是说这个是好还是不好，对不对？我们不是要在这里来批评，批评不是这样子，而是因为我们真的是这样想，我们相信我的需要是最重要的嘛，所以我们才这样子，才这样子有这样子的行为，不是说我想做一个坏人，我真的是相信我这样子很有这样需要嘛，对不对？所以那个就我这样子的所谓比较，我这其他人会觉得自私的行为，有这样子行为的人呢，他们不知道的，他们觉得因为我很累，我很想站起来。I'm sure we can all think of moments in our lives that we have done that. We really will feel like wanting to say something a certain way because it makes me feel good.Right? And it may make the other person not feel so good, but it makes me feel good, and I have to do that. 那或许我们都有这样经验，就是或许我们啊需要有一些话，一定要怎么讲，讲得很畅快啊。可是有可能讲得让另外一个人心里很难受，可是我很需要这样子讲出来，让我自己畅快，我就不，我一定。我是最重要的。 We all have done that. So for practice letting go of this kind of grossest form of more obvious form of self-attachment or self-centeredness, we can practice certainly practice of mindfulnessmindful of the effects of our action on other people. And where, as we practice that, I'm sure you would have, experienced that as well, that it's like, oh, like, it's nice to think of other people. Like, we don't think, in the beginning, it may feel like,I'm sacrificing myself. I've stuck in my seat for 5 more minutes. But then when you know that you help someone make the connection, it's a good feeling that we thought of that and make it possible for someone to make the connection or to alleviate the stress or not to experience the distress we would have caused them.So we all want to be helpful and be able to make others happy. Sometimes we just don't know how. But just being a little bit considerate goes a long way. It's quite remarkable. We would find that when we can do that, we will be a little bit less, we suffer less ourselves because we will only think about ourselves. We actually create a lot of suffering.For ourselves and in the process for other people. 那其实这个不要这么自私啊，就修行不要这么自私。其实就基本的佛法就很简单就可以用上了。我们多用心，那个心在当下就会可以想到啊，其他人有什么需要。那我们想到其他人。的需要的时候就会自自然然会想到哎我不需要一定要这样子了。刚刚开始修行的时候有可能想到哎呀好像我很不方便了，那可是无所谓了，我不方便一点点就让其他人方便很好啊、哦。那慢慢就发现这个法喜了，哎呀让其他人方便，或是让我不要这样讲不要让其他人痛苦。很好哈、哦，我们就可以感受到这个法喜，自己也不要那个其实自己很自私呢的时候呢，其实自己很痛苦的。我们有时候可能觉得哎，可是很好像让自己很方便，可是自己心里面是不舒服不快乐的，自私的人是不快乐的。 那让可以多想到其他人，少一点自私，自己可以少一点痛苦，也多一点少一点让其他人烦恼。Of course, there can be pitfalls in this in this practice. So practicing not to be a selfish person can become a self-attachment self. Because we can be attached to the idea that I am not a selfish person. And this can become a self-attachment that creates a lot of suffering for ourselves. For example, I'm not a selfish person, so what that means, even if I, you know, want this thing, I'm not going to say anything, and we create a lot of repressed repression emotionally and mentally. It causes ourselves a lot of problems. And of course, when we are very attached to being not selfish, then we can also become a very judgmental person. We'll go around, so-and-so is selfish. That's so, I'm so not selfish, right? When we think of practicing not being selfish in this way, it can turn into self-righteousness. Because when we attach to one being not selfish, we become self-righteous and go around, that's so selfish, that's so selfish. You create suffering for yourself again, right? So we always have to remember the practice and the study of Dhamma is to be apart from suffering. So when we think we're engaging in practice, but then you create more suffering, something's wrong. That's a very good red flag. When we think we are practicing, like for example, practicing not being selfish, and then it makes me more suffer, it creates new suffering, then that's a red flag. We need to examine this approach of practicing letting go of self-attachment. 那可是呢，我想我们要小心哈。那个当我们呢说啊，我要那个修行，不要那么执着，自我执着，就是不要那么多这么自私呢。有些时候会很有可能会有这个出了问题。那个问题是什么呢？当我们只想想我就是修行，就是不要那么自私，是有可能呢我们会很执着一个想法，就是我是一个不自私的人，我就是这样一个人，我就是这个人，就是不自私的人，所以又是一个永恒的人啊，永恒的我，这个是不自私的我哈。这样子呢很有可能呢就会让我们变成一个很常常会去批评其他人啊，因为我觉得我不自私，我很好嘛，就会看到这个也不自私，那个很自私，让自己又有身心的烦恼了。那所以呢我们学佛是要常常记得，学佛修行禅法就是让我们远离那个痛苦。那如果当我们以为我们在修行佛法，可是越修越痛苦，越修越烦恼的话，就是出了问题了，就是我们就是要那个时候就要想，究竟我是出了什么问题？就是在我在修行这个放下自我执着这个里面的观念出了问题，所以呢，这个要小心哈。那当然呢，当我们整天去觉得人家自私，也是让其他人又生烦恼了，那就不慈悲了。所以那个这是我们要小心。 Another way that Shifu talked about letting go of self-attachment, that's quite related to not being so selfish. I will touch on it a little bit. Is not being so obsessed with oneself. Shifu taught Chinese and also Westerners, and so like Chinese and Westerners may have may experience these two, just being selfish and not being so obsessed with ourselves, like differently, right? But like Shifu's not being so obsessed with himself. So like what does it mean by not being so obsessed? Well, like I'm sure we also have met people like that. We may have been one of those people ourselves. Is that that being very obsessed with one's problem, wallow in one's own suffering, maybe problems. Like you might have met people who are always complaining about, oh my hell, my health is so no good, and I have this pain and that pain, and I couldn't sleep, and make everyone very sorry for him or her. Or they're always complaining about their job, my lousy boss, and the other day my boss did this to me and it's so awful. And or a family member, there is this person in a family, maybe I know someone this case who's always talking about her having this brother who's really irresponsible. He always go home and get money from the parents, and parents have not enough money, and the parents can get money from her, and so she had all this extra burden and familia, you know, family drama, right? But she's always talking about this terrible situation she gets stuck in. And then when you suggest some way to handle it, oh, that won't work, you know, because my mom's like this, my brother's like familia, I've heard of that. So that's what Master Shin was talking about. Being very obsessed with ourselves. Like, we may think that, well, I mean, this is such a terrible situation, right? Like, it's I'm not thinking I'm so important. But yes, you think you are very important because you're constantly talking about your problem only. Like, we're very obsessed with ourselves when we do that, right? 另外一个就是师父也有提到的，跟第刚刚才讲的也不要那么自私，有点关系，可是有一点不一样，可是可有可能是东方人西方人在这方面是有点差异哈。那师父说，就是不要那么整天只是着迷。 整天只是想到自己的问题，那只是在讲，只是在提自己的问题。那大家可能有认识这些人嘛，哈，他们呢就是常常就是一直就是沉迷在他们自己的痛苦问题里面。那我们一定是有认识到这样子的人，他们一碰到他，你问他怎么样？ 他就会跟你讲，哎呀，他那个身体都这么不好啊，昨天晚上没睡好啊，这里痛那里痛，我有这个病那个病，什么什么，好可怜哦。还有或是他的工作这么不顺利啦，他的老板这么不好，这么坏啊，对他一直是跟你讲这个故事啦。或是很多人这个情况就是家里的问题哈，跟我们讲，家里的人怎么不好啊。 我认识这个个案，就是那个女孩子说，会整天跟人家讲自己的哥哥这么不孝啊，整天就是花自己的钱，还有整天回家跟爸妈拿钱啊。那爸妈妈没有钱就来问他要钱啦，就说的哥哥不养这个家，还有整天我要养他那一份，就觉得自己很可怜啦。就整天看到朋友都是这些问题，大家有可能有碰到这样的人哈。 那你跟他提什么解决的方法，他都会跟你，哎呀，没有办法的啦，我妈又这么很痛，我哥哥也不会念，他不是要解决方法，他不是要解决问题，他只是要整天来抱怨，就是抱怨。
他可能不觉得他自己很自私哈，他只是很沉迷自己的问题。这个也是其另外一种的自我执着哈。So this is kind of another form of self-attachment. And when we begin to practice, we can do I do that?That's another gross form of self-attachment. And Master Shingen suggests a very good method to practice involving this kind of this form of self-attachment. One is a bodhisattva path to focus our attention on helping others, right?Because when we stop only focusing on our own problem, which seems very, very serious, now I'm not dismissing people's problems, but when we kind of change the direction of our attention and look at, oh, there are other people who are sick too, there are other people who are suffering, then we focus on,thinking about what we can do to help them, to alleviate their suffering. We're not talking about, quitting our job and go to Africa to help the starving people. We're not talking about psychiatrists. Well, we talk to people just to say things that will help them feel better in our daily life. Instead of only talking about our own problems, just look at things like that. We will find that, wow,we realize we kind of forget our own problem, at least for those moments. And when we do that more, we can let go of that obsession to ourself bit by bit. That may be a very strong habit, but then we will do that less and less, and we suffer from our own problem less.We probably cause other people less suffering because we're not making others listen to our problem all the time, right? So that's also compassion. 师父教我们呢，一个很好的方法。如果我们开始修行，要放下我执，我首先看看，我有没有这样的问题啊？可能有一点点哦，有可能。那师父说最好的方法就是。菩萨道，菩萨道是什么？就是不要只是把我们的注意力放在我们自己的问题上，我们往外面看，看看其他人，身边其他人，他们是不是也在受苦？如果是的话，我们可以做些什么来帮他们离苦得乐。那我不是说那些很伟大的事情，说我这里的工作房子不要，我去非洲哈做义工啊，不是，我不是讲这些事情，只是我们日常生活里面，当我们跟其他人谈天，他这个人是不是心情不是很好啊，或是他家里有些什么事情，我们可不可以讲一些话安慰他们，会做讲一些话让他们会比较心情好一点，开心一点，不要那么担心，讲几句话让他们的心情好一点，就已经是把我们的注意力移到外面，让其他人看我们可以怎么样帮助其他人，这个效果是很明显的。因为我们在注意力放在要帮其他人的时候，我们就不是在注意我们这么痛苦了，那么痛苦我们忘记了，因为在想在帮助其他人的时候，自己就不会想到自己是多痛苦的，我们就立刻就已经少痛苦一点了。那我们常常这样子做的话，就会少一点整天只是想到自己的问题。那当我们跟其他人谈天，不是讲自己多惨啊，自己什么，可是就只是想到怎么让可以让其他人快乐，慢慢这样子的习性呢，也会
也会改变的。Of course, in addition to Bodhisattva path, Master Shen Yan also talked about what he called the inverse thinking, and thinking in opposite direction. We have a tendency to think that having a problematic family member or a mean boss, that's just unlucky, terrible, terrible. That's just something you have to endure. That's my karma. That's a negative thing. You know, there's nothing I can do, but I just have to, in English, suck it up. That's what it is. It is what it is. I hear this all the time. But we can use the practice to look at the situation with a different perspective that is constructive. It is wonderful that we have this opportunity to practice, because if you don't have people who are mean to you, who make you angry, how do you know you still get angry? When we get angry, that must be because we are attached to something, right? So these are actually bodhisattvas coming to help us practice. When we have difficulties, those are great opportunities to practice. As practitioners, we don't go look for problems, but when there are difficult situations, we appreciate the opportunity. And some of you might have read in Master Shen Yan's autobiography how his master, Master Dongchu, created those opportunities for Shifu. He was very compassionate. If you don't understand, you thought, oh my goodness, this master is so mean. But he was very compassionate to create those opportunities. So we have these wonderful bodhisattvas in our lives, maybe family members, co-workers, boss. Great. Gratitude for these people's presence to help us in our practice. When our life's too easy, we lack opportunity to practice, to deepen our cultivation. 那当然除了菩萨道之外，还有其他另外一个修行的方法也蛮有用的哈，就是师父讲的逆向思考。那我们呢，通常就碰到那个那很坏的那个老板啊，或是家人啊，都是有问题啊，我们觉得这是倒霉了，就是我倒霉了，我认命了，或是这个是我的这个我的业障了啊，我们就会这样想，就是这样想，哎呀，我的业障我没有办法的话，我就是要忍啊。我们这样想哈，忍受了这样子啊，那师父叫我们我们可以用逆向思考，不要只是想到这些是坏事，我们要忍受，把它看成这个是好的修行的机会。那我们没有那个同事啊，或者是老板啊，让我们会生气的时候，我们怎么知道我们还有？一些一定是有一些事情我们很执着才是让我们生气嘛，那有这样子的人在我们身边，让我们还要察觉到我们有这些那个执着要修行的话，多好，他们就是我们的菩萨，他们就是我们的菩萨，让我们可以修行，可以进步，我们感恩了。当然我们不是说修行的人到处找麻烦哈，去找最坏的老板，我跟他打工不是啦。可是就是，如果情况就是这样，我们就把感恩有这样子的机会来修行，那就我们就到处都是修行的机会，多好，也不会觉得它是很痛苦的事情。So those are really great starters, right? Like if we really do that in our practice.To cultivation, to let go of self-attachment, we can gain benefit from the Dharma a great deal already, lessening our suffering and cultivating our ability to be compassionate to others. But there are other aspects of the self that might be a little bit less obvious in the beginning, but as we engage in the practice, we come to realize, oh wow, that's self-attachment too, and I may never notice it. One is attachment to the idea of who we are. Attached to who we are. We're so attached to it, it's like air. We don't think about it. Like, of course I'm who I am. Like, we don't even think about this question. Right? And until you go to a retreat, like a retreat that I go to and gain a great deal of benefit from, the Western Zen retreat. You spend retreat thinking about this question. And people begin to get upset. Why do you make me think about who I am? Because it is important. Because it is important. And we have been quite good at not thinking about it. We don't think about it. We don't want to think about it. For many reasons, we want to just live our life as if that's a fact. That's one way that's one of the most pervasive form of self-attachment. It's part of the reality. Myself is real, is permanent. That's like air. Why do I have to question it? Why do I need to investigate it? The Chan is about investigating. Chan is about understanding who we are, what's the self. And如果我们可以就是讨好利用佛法修行的话，刚才讲的不要那么自私，不要那个整天只是沉溺在自己的问题里面呢，就可以发现就可以用很多佛法里面很有用的修行的方法跟观念，我们是可以在修行方面已经很有办法可以得力了，让自己少烦少恼，也让其他人少烦少恼。可是呢，当我们慢慢多修行的时候呢，会应该是会发现呢，这个对自我的执着其实有一些更比较那么没有那么明显的层次的。 那其中一个呢，就是我们是很执着，我们认为我们是谁，我们每一个人呢的生活里面都会讲我是怎么样的一个人，我是什么什么，我是个老师，我是什么，或者我是妈妈，我是女人，我是还有就是不止，我是很孝顺的女儿啊。 我是一个很好的老师，we have，我们有这样子的想法，可是我们不去想它的，我们只是一直在生活，就是理所当然的已经把这个当成一个不争的事实。可是这个就是我们这个我执那个最集中一个最难搞的一个层面。 就是因为我们有这个我执，就是让我们不要去想这个究竟是一回事，这个我究竟是一回事，大概就是这样子嘛，就是这个事实嘛，就是永恒的，你就是你嘛，有什么好论呢？我们就不用去想它究竟是不是永恒，不是永恒，是不是独立存在，不想它，这个就是我们已经。 很有能力、很有经验去长期的对自我的执着的一种方法，所以禅修就是要去问，就是要去贪，贪禅就是去贪，究竟这个我是什么一回事？如果不贪，就是没有办法真正的去了解这个对我执，这个我执究竟是。 真正的、深层的我执是什么一回事？那有一些去参加过那个西方禅的，就会知道了。这个西方禅就是让你要去参这个问题：什么是我？那有一些禅众啊，生气了， 参了两天之后，不过就是还有这么问我啊，这是生气就好了。他生气就哎，就是为什么你不想知道啊？为什么我不想知道？为什么我不想谈？就是因为就是这个根深蒂固的自我执着，不想要知道。
So we have we're familiar with you know different kinds, well maybe not so familiar. So there are different notions about ourselves we carry around in our head until we do spend a little bit of time to investigate actually what do I think of myself, who do I think I am, because.Who do we think we are drives our choices and our behaviors in a very subtle way. So let me give you an example. I know a person who thinks of himself as a very good teacher. I am a teacher, that's all he thinks of himself. So when, because of that,when he's talking to people, even in like a normal, regular, non-teaching situation, like we're just in a party, yeah? But he's teaching you, because he's the teacher, you're always the student. You maybe have come across people like that. That's self-attachment, right? But in the mind of this individual, I'm helping people. I have these things. I can teach. I'm a teacher. And I have to teach. I always have to teach because I am a teacher. This is a very pervasive self-attachment, which one is almost completely unaware of. And for people who get taught may not really appreciate it. It's like, we're just here having a good time, you know, like I'm coming to a class. I'm not saying that, you know, what's being taught is not useful, but there's a time and place for teaching, and there's a time and place for regular social activity. Just talk normal thing, not how's your cat or something. So the way we are attached to who we believe we are, the roles, and also that quality that's attached to the role. A teacher, a role. I'm a very good teacher. Very, like, the quality of it shapes our behavior and our relationship with others and can cause suffering to others or annoyances sometimes. And also suffering for ourselves because when we don't live up to that image. It's very subtle. When, for example, I think I'm a very good teacher. I teach a class and not everyone's paying attention. I get pretty upset. So I'm such a good teacher and you don't want to like listen to my teaching, you know? When one is not performing every time because we have a belief that I'm a good teacher, it's a permanent self. I'm always a good teacher. Always. And we don't allow moments that are not so good. We create these incredible stress in our life. So that's one very pervasive form of self-attachment that one can look into. 那我们有可能啊，不知道有没有机会看过考察过自己的这一个层面的那个自我执哈，就是执着自己作为某一种的角色，我是怎么样的一个人。那我可以举一个例子，我认识一个人啊，他这个人菩萨呢，就是觉得自己是一个很好的老师啊，我是个老师，所以对他来讲，他的角色是一个老师。那没有想到就有这个样子的我知道，所以这个人呢，跟什么人讲话呢？他就装了一个 所以他就是一个老师，无论是在教科，也是老教科时候老师，在普通在谈天的时候，他也是用老师的语气来跟你讲，要教你一些东西，因为他觉得他是认识懂很多东西，要教你，又很希望你要学到这个东西哈，这样子。那可能我们有认识这样子的人哈，这个就是一种很根深蒂固的我执，是常常我们是不会察觉到的，我们不完全不会察觉到，可是呢，就会从我们的语言行为里面表现出来。那或许那个其他人你可以叫那些人会觉得有的时候觉得很烦了哈，就是哎呀，我们只是在谈天，那时候是谈一些普通的话题嘛，就是还是用这个态度，你是老师，我是学生的态度来教我。好，这种的我执会造成其他人的困扰的，可能有时候不只会困扰啊，有时候或许有些这个做父母亲的，这当然一定是有这样子的经验啊，还是以为自己是这个五岁小孩的爸妈啊，他已经三十几岁了，还是这样子跟他讲话，有可能就是那一种的困扰。那还有就是自己也会造成困扰烦恼的哦，因为当我们想整天想到我是一个很好的老师，比如说当就会讲，哎，我是好老师，我在自己教，为什么你们不好好听啊？为什么没有人来听啊？哈，会那就会烦恼了。或是就是就会还有会给自己造成压力，就是我是一个好老师，就是这个有这个想法，就是我是一个永恒的好老师，那个所以我每一次教课都是要好的，就给自己很大的压力。如果有的时候那个表现没有那么好，就会觉得很不高兴，很大的压力，这些都是给自己造成烦恼。那我们就可以去看看自己是不是有这一些的自我执着哈。Of course, there are many different things we can do to practice with this with this aspect of self-attachment. And one of the things I'd like to share with you is to take the opportunity when the notion of who we are gets challenged. A good sign is that when we are upset, when we get upset about something, we don't know. But usually, when we get upset, so and so was rude, so and so was. We direct the anger at someone else, but we use that as sort of like a sign, a key to help us to realize our sense, our notion of who we think we are is being challenged. And investigate that. What is it that I believe I am that is being challenged? Do we know? Have we noticed that this is who I believe I am? Did I believe all this time that I have this special ability that people should be like always respectful of, whatever it is? So this is one way to enter more subtle level of self-attachment, to begin to investigate it. Contemplate, what is it? Which notion of myself is being challenged? Or you can go deeper. Am I always this person? Do I believe that I'm this person all the time? Do I have this belief?And does this really match the Dharma teaching? Again, Dharma teaches there's no independently existing permanent self. Oh,
but I believe I am always this. So, right? So that's an entry point for us to investigate the self, the mind.
那当然有很多不同的方法哈，来修行，来看这个层比较维系的层次的我执。
那我可以分享或者是建议一个方法哈，就是当我们当我们相信我们是谁这一个想法，是别人家就是不服，就是
挑战
给其他人挑战的时候呢，我们就要抓紧那个机会来参。我心里面就想，我究竟是什么样的一个人？那通常我们没有办法做到的，我们可以开始练习哈，就是最好的机会是我们生气的时候，因为为什么？我们生气的时候，就是我们想我们是怎么样的一个人给挑战的时候，我们才生气。可是通常呢，我们生气的时候，哎呀，谁怎么这不大，他做的不对嘛，谁这个就是没礼貌嘛，就是因为他们不好，所以我们生气。我们当然可能第一个反应是这样子，可是下一刻抓紧这个机会，就想，不是说要怪自己啊，不要搞错，不是说哎呀，不是他不对，是我不对 ，no， 不是，为什么？立刻我会这么生气，是不是我自己没有想到，认为我是什么样的一个人的这个想法是受到挑战了？很简单，我们去我们去排队哈，排队买东西，去银行什么的，整天要排队的，我们排队。那如果那个售货员应该轮到你的时候叫后面那个人，一定生气啦，是不是一定生气啦？那你当然说那个售货人不对了，还是那个人插队了，为什么我们为什么生气？我们心里面有什么认为，有什么对我自我这个那个观念是很根深蒂固的，没有想到为什么可以参加。不是说我不对啊，不是说我生气是不对，不是他，我们很深很深入的那个对自我的一些观念去考察一下，试试看，蛮好玩的啊。I offer example, for example, we stay in line, we have to stand in line, buy things, bang all the time, and when it's your turn next, and then the salesperson help the person behind you, it's going to be pretty upsetting situation, of course, then usually we're like,that salesperson, what's wrong, and then you might blame the person behind you for not acknowledging that you're the next person, right? But then, like, after that's all passed, then you're like, interesting, why? It's not a big deal, right? But why does it upset me so much? What is it that some deeply held belief about me that is in operation here?And see what you find. So, like, it's quite important. I'm not saying that to rationalize this away. I'm a good Buddhist. It's like, oh, you know, I should not be upset at them. Like, oh, it's my fault that I get upset. No, I'm not talking about that. No. And I'm not talking about not acknowledging that there was an issue here. Yes, something was out of whack. But our practice is interesting.
I got so upset over this. What's going on? What is going on? What is it about self that my belief about myself that is in operation here? And try it. I find it very interesting. And you will learn a lot about yourself in the process. And another time flies here. Related to the attachment to our idea of who we are is, of course, the attachment to what is mine, what belongs to me, because we identify with things that we believe belong to us as part of who we are. Even though we do not consciously think that way, but we do. But we do. So when we no longer own something that used to belong to us, we feel that something is lost. Part of me is not there anymore. And this is quite interesting because actually this is related to an experience that started me thinking about this whole topic. And I find the whole process quite interesting. We were in Athens, Greece. I was there to attend a conference and walking the streets. And you might have heard that there were a lot of people who get pickpocketed in Athens. And moi, I was one of those. One day I was walking around and realized my bag, when I was ready to buy something to drink, my bag was open and my wallet was gone. And my scarf was gone. And talking about being able to face and accept and let it go, face it, accept it, and handle and let it go. Like, I was able to face and accept the money being gone. It was money, okay. So, but the interesting thing I find was that I was not able to let go of my scarf. And the reason was that it was a scarf with sentimental value. My sister just gave it to me for my birthday, 2 months before that. And it was a time when I was able to celebrate my birthday with my family in Hong Kong, which doesn't happen more than once every 10 years. So it was like something very special. And but it was gone. And so, but I was like investigating, why is that? This a special scarf? I realized that there is this very interesting thing that I believe that because it's a special gift that I will have it forever. Like, there's this belief that because it's something is special, that I cannot lose it. It must be somewhere. I should actually spend the next couple of days like looking around the street. Maybe the thief just threw it out. Like, I will find it. That's when I see that I'm not accepting it. And of course, when I cannot accept it, I can't let it go. And I want to share this because it's a very interesting belief that because it's something special, that you cannot lose it. It is similar to because my parent or my very dear friend, John Crook, is very special to me. I cannot lose that. But impermanence, it is very difficult to accept that. But this is a great opportunity to investigate these beliefs that are very deep-seated about our relationship with the things that we believe belong to us.
they don't really belong to us. We temporarily get to have them. And then when causes and conditions change, they're not there anymore. And so that's another way, another also entry point, because we lose things that we have, or we or with relationship, and those are also good entry points for us to investigate our self-attachment and deep-seated beliefs.
跟刚才讲的有一些关系，就是另外一个层比较不是会常常想到的我执的话，层面呢，就是呢，我们对我们认为我们拥有的东西的执着。我们拥有的东西呢，我们是把它们看成是我的一部分的。我们不会常常这样子想，可是我们是这样子相信的。所以为什么当我们失去一些失去人失去什么东西，这是我们的工作，我们会觉得很伤心，我们会觉得好像我们的自我有一部分已经失去了，没有了。因为我们是相信这些我们拥有的东西是我们的一部分。那我想这个分享一下为什么我会想到要讲这个题目呢，那是因为我在那个希腊的时候有一个经验，就是我在雅典那个要去开会，那有一天在那边街上面走路的时候，就是给人家偷了东西了，偷了那边常常发生哈，给人家偷了一个我的钱包，还有我的一条围巾啊。那个钱包哈，那个里面钱呢，那个失去这些东西，那可是我发现呢，我久久没有办法那个就是放下它，那个钱呢放下就是比较不难了哈，那钱就是可以不是很重要的。可是我就没有办法那个放下那个我失去的围巾，那为什么呢？因为那个是一个很特别的围巾，是我妹妹当然送我的生日礼物。那我是很少机会跟我家人过生日的，所以呢所以我觉得很特别的礼物。那我发现了，那为什么我没有办法那个方向，那个就是无常嘛，无常就是有时候有就是没有嘛，讲很容易讲啊，那个要接受要放下是很难的。那我就看这么好，这个很有趣，为什么这么简单的事情就一个围巾再买嘛，为什么这么难可以去接受这个事实？因为好几天我就还想我还会再找到的，可能那个贼就是那个钱拿走了，可是围巾不要的扔在路上面，我就可以再找到，好几天才能就没有办法接受，但是当然没有放下。那我就去参，为什么会有这样子的事情？那我才发现的是有个很好玩的那个想法啊，这个想法是不理性的想法啊，可是这是很好玩的想法。我相信，因为这个是一个很特别的围巾，所以我是不会失去它的，我是会永远都有这个围巾。这个是一个，我就是这样想，这个就是一个自我，这个。对东西，这是对人执着的一种想法，让我们有这样子的执着。那我们也会有对人啊，我们生命里面的很重要的人也会有这样子的想法啊。我们觉得这些人是对我来讲是很重要的，所以我不会失去他们。 是当我们失去他们就很痛苦，没有办法接受。可是就是无常啊，佛法就是说无常，为什么会想到你没有办法接受，就是因为有这些很维系的这些想法，就是我们 自我执着的根源。那when we think about self-attachment in this way, it is easy for us to think of, if you have been exposed to the teaching of a Vimalakirti, if you have been exposed to the Vimalakirti Sutra, you will remember reading about a part that you said, I have wife, I have family, but you know, they are not my attachment. Especially there's one line that said that I have family, but I enjoy being far away from them and be alone. Like literal translation. Meaning that I'm not attached to my family members. I don't mind. I actually I take joy in being far away from them and be alone. Now, this can be taken wrongly quite easily, right? It's like, one can take it as, okay, well, not be attached to things I have. Not, just don't care too much about them. Then I won't become so attached, I won't become so emotionally attached to them. Be a little bit apathetic, don't care about, don't have this attitude of why bother, is impermanent, you know, not be so attached, become very hesitant, or actually unconsciously not open ourselves up to forming close relationship with others. Because that's not attachment, right? Like Vimalakirti, like to be alone, right? Like that's a wrong understanding. Vimalakirti is a fully enlightened bodhisattva. We cannot contemplate his level. And if we copy him just by, oh, I have family, but I'm always gone because I'm not attached. I don't spend time with them because I'm not attached. You're just being irresponsible. So we have to be careful with these pitfalls when we encounter ourselves in face to face with this aspect of self attachment. 那讲到这一方面的那个自我执着呢，大家有可能会想到《回摩经》里面有几句话，其中尤其是说现有眷属常乐远离。那师父解释是说，这个意思是说啊，这个维摩居士啊，他就是一个大菩萨，其实虽然有家人、有太太、有很多钱、有家眷可是他不贪恋他的家眷，所以呢会常常就是就算他是要远离家人，都会不会觉得很孤独，觉得这样子蛮好的。那当我们听到这样子的那这样子的佛法，就是就会很有可能很容易会误解哈、啊、那会误解会把让我们以为 OK， 那我们是对我们的身边的人，我们拥有的东西很执着嘛，那不执着他们就好了嘛，怎么不执着？不要理他们，啊，那有家人少跟他们一块接触，就不会那么多情感的、啊，就不会那么执着了嘛，就以为自己是在修行的很好了哈，我们修行的不执着，那这个就是不负责任。我们有家人就是要照顾他们的，维摩居士是一个圆通开悟的大菩萨，我们是没有办法去理解他的境界的，我们是凡夫， 我们反复有家人啊，就是说知道我们跟他们有这些缘分，要照顾他们，可是尽量要很清楚知道我们会是有这些执着，是怎么去用修行来让我们可以减少这些执着。So, I want to close my talk with, gosh, I have another talk worth of stuff every time happens to me. Which is actually really what I want to talk about today. So, kidding. I think I actually began to touch on that, is that in our practice in letting go of self-attachment, we do start with the more obvious aspects of the self, and but oftentimes we find it difficult to let go. Like Shifu would talk that we face it, we accept it, whatever it is, we handle it, and we let it go. Piece of cake, sure, you know, bump, 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 four steps, we're done. Is it that easy? And we might want to make it easy by not really facing what's difficult. We face the easy stuff. We face the easy, obvious stuff, then we accept it, and then we, let go, done. Like, not attached. But there are the difficult ones that we hold very, very dear to, that we truly attach to, that we don't even want to face. We're not even past the first step of facing it. Because we never face it, of course, it's not possible to accept it, and not to mention letting it go. So, our practice, after a while, maybe we can ask ourselves, am I facing myself? Am I truly, honestly, courageously facing who I really am? All the different subtle aspects of it, the pretty and the ugly. Am I doing that? Now, 时间就快要到了哈，那个还没有入正题了，我其实，所以开玩笑哈，那个所以其实刚才也讲到一点点，就是当我们修行要放下自我执着的时候，我们也记得师父有教我们要面对它，接受它，处理它，然后放下它。那听上去好容易啊，我们四步一二三四做完搞定。那有时候可能是很容易，可是很容易有可能是因为我们只是选择去面对比较容易面对的自我执着的方面。有一些很非常非常深层次，我们根深蒂固没是非常不愿意去面对的，我们是很会把它埋在心窝最深最深最深最深处里面，很懂得怎么去不面对它。那我们修行就是看慢慢看，我就问这个问题，我有什么是我自己没有去面对的？是有什么我们去，如果我们不面对当然没有办法接受，没有接受当然没有办法放下，所以要先找先看是不是有面对。 So there are many ways to engage in a practiceof starting to face who we are, our self-attachment. The methods of charm practice,
such as silent illumination and Huato are very good methods if we know how to use it. They can be used incorrectly quite easily because we have a tendency to believe the practice is about sitting there having a very calm mind. If we can sit on a cushion for 7, 10, 14 days with a calm mind, we think we had a great retreat. But according to the late John Crook, that's not a good retreat. He said, chan is not supposed to be comfortable. We sit there to calm our mind so that we can have clarity of mind so that we can begin to face who we are. Because when our mind is not calm, we only judge ourselves when it arises. Oh, I'm so bad. I'm so incompetent. And we just do that. We can't see it. We can't face it. It's only when we are able to attain a certain clarity of mind that we begin to be able to really face who we are. Basically, thoughts and emotions that arise in the mind and look at them as what they really are. That's what Chan practice is about, because Chan is about understanding the mind and seeing its true nature. And for that, if you are interested, I would encourage you to check out the retreats that he has created, such as Western Zen Retreat and also Silent Illumination Retreat. 那怎么样去开始修行，要面对的自我呢？那当然，我禅中有默照，有话头方法，这些都是很有用、很好的方法。如果我们会怎么用这些方法，正确的用这些方法，这是很好的方法。可是很多时候，我们没有真正的知道怎么正确的用这些方法的。很多时候，我们以为修行默照话头就是去打七。禅时就去做十天七天，很安安静静的做十天七天，就是好打一个好期了，好禅时了。刚过世的John Crook 说 ，That 那个不是一个好的长期禅时，因为他说禅修不是应该是很舒舒服服。如果我们禅修整天都觉得很是舒舒服服的，我们没有真正的在用功禅修。我们在打气打禅时修打坐安心的原因是要让我们的心可以明静，心明静之后才可以有办法很平常心的去看我们的自我究竟是什么一回事。因为在我们心里起心动念都是我执，可是平常心不平静的时候，我们没有办法好好看清楚。我们起心动念只是会看到我怎么不好啊，怎么坏啊，什么没有办法真正的看清楚究竟自我是什么的。只是当那个心是很宁静的时候才可以看到。所以为什么禅修的目的就是明心见性。明心意思清清楚楚明白我们的心，然后就可以清清楚楚的了解这个心的性质实性是什么。这个才是最究竟的去修行放下自我执着的方法。 So this is actually by practicing this way, is the ultimate chan practice of letting go of self-attachment. When one truly sees what the self is, in the rising and perishing of thoughts, mind, and see its true nature of impermanence, of codependent arising, then we see its emptiness. There's no self to let go. And we don't approach the practice using the erroneous understanding that's been causing us trouble all this time.
对不起，时间过了，所以谢谢阿弥陀佛。So I'm sorry I kept that 7 minutes long overtime. So eat into your lunch time. Sorry about that.